在影视作品里还是现实生活中，我们都会碰到那种看起来很凶很不好惹的人，似乎稍微有点意见不合他都要揍你一顿。但如果接触多一点，了解深入一些，我们就会发现他们其实也就是表面上可怕而已，并不会真的把你怎么样。英语里有个非常生动的短语专门用来描述这类人， More bark than bite。 从字面意思不难猜出，这个短语最初描述的是叫得很凶但并不咬人，没有真正威胁的狗。很显然这种特质同样适用于人，而且这样的人还真不少，所以这个短语就越来越多地用在了人身上。
Look, Emma doesn't want to leave Westbrook.
Well, I know, but what other options do we have?
How about next semester? She stays with me and continues at Westbrook.
Well, for starters, Harper and Emma, they don't really get along too well.
I can deal with Harper. I mean, she's more bark than bite.
当然 more bark than bite 依旧可以用来描述狗，只不过总体来说它更多是用来形容人的。此外这个短语还可以跳出人和动物的范畴，描述任何实际上并没有看起来那么可怕的东西。比如新冠病毒变种德尔塔刚被发现的时候，就有人说它是 more bark than bite。
You think that's true? We expect Delta to be more bark than bite, he says, and the sell-off associated with it not likely to be a larger 10% plus drawdown.
随着疫情又一波的起伏，相信没有人再敢轻视任何病毒的变种了。Whether a variant's bark is worse than its bite or not, it's always a good idea to stay vigilant. 我是刘燕。Until next time, bye!